something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Trip is on the phone today for a First Date Follow-Up, and he's getting ghosted by a girl named Bree, and he really liked her and has no idea why. So we're about to call her in a minute and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Trip, how long has it been since you heard from Bree?
It's been a couple of days now, four or five maybe.
Okay. How many times have you reached out to her in that time?
Just a couple. I texted her like right after her date to see what was going on and hadn't heard anything back. And then, you know, like one other time a day later. And then I just texted her again yesterday to see if she was okay and still nothing.
Well, why don't you tell us about your date then, Trip? How did that go?
Okay, sure. So we met on the League. Are you guys familiar?
Yeah.
The League?
What's that?
Yeah, it's like a higher end dating app where you have to get approved to join, and it's for like business professionals and stuff who, you know, want to achieve like big things in their life.
Yeah, I think I have heard of that then. Okay, so you met on there, so you guys are both high powered execs with business cards.
At least you're aligned with business cards.
I do okay, and Bree does pretty well too. So we're doing all right. So, we got to talking and we decided to go to like a higher end steakhouse for our date. I sent out a car to pick her up, really rolled out the red carpet for her, you know, and it was, we dropped a good chunk of change on this. You know, we got caviar, a seafood tower, a pretty nice bottle of wine. She seemed really into all of it. She was, you know, all lit up and was really excited by getting a car to pick her up and all of that. Conversation was good. We ate a bunch. We drank a bunch. Initially, you know, I had invited her back to my place and she said, yeah. Then she kind of changed her mind. She like stepped away to the bathroom, came back and was like, I need to go home.
So she went to the bathroom, came back and said she needed to go home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think happened in that time where she said yes and I need to go home?
I mean, you know, we ate a lot and drank a lot, so I'm assuming she was a little, embarrassed that maybe some tummy troubles were heading her way, you know?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Felt like she got too drunk.
Or ate too much.
No, yeah. I don't think she was too drunk. I think she ate too much and maybe some, you know, was worried about what, you know, what I might see the next morning, you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
In my bathroom.
I see.
That's one way to spiral, yeah.
Do you think that's why she ghosted you, though? Because...
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything else. Like I said, the conversation was great. She had initially said yes to coming back to my place. So I know there was nothing in the conversation that would have thrown her off. That's really all I can think of, and that she's, like, embarrassed to be... that she had to say no, and so, you know, has been kind of like weird because she thinks I'm judging her, but like I totally am not, and want her to know I'm okay and that she shouldn't be embarrassed by it or anything.
Went to the bathroom, came back, and then left.
Basically, you know, she was there for like a, you know, a few more kind of wrap up moments, but she got out of there pretty quick.
Oh, I was just going to say, did you get her a car home?
I did, of course. Like, yeah. The car got her there. So like,
okay.
Maybe she had a thing for the car guy.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Damn. Interception.
I'm sorry. I hope that's not the case, but I mean.
I mean, me too. Like, you know, I'd be really bummed out if I got her the best looking car guy in the city, you know?
All right. We'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just joining us for today's first date follow-up. Trip is on the phone and he's getting ghosted from a date that he went on with a woman named Bree, and we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Trip, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Bree?
We went to a high-end steakhouse. We really, you know, ate and drank the night away, and I sent a car to pick her up, and then she stepped back, she went to the bathroom, came back, and like was like, ooh, I gotta go home right now.
And you think maybe the reason you're getting ghosted is because she had to go to the bathroom really bad and she's embarrassed?
Yep, that's exactly what I think it is.
Okay. All right, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. You ready for us to call her?
You better believe it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Bree, please?
This is Bree.
Bree, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Bree. The radio show is here. My name's Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Do you ever listen to the show?
Yeah.
If you ever heard a first date follow-up before, where we call somebody been on a date and they've been ghosted, so we get the other person on the phone to find out why they've been ghosted, then I'll just tell you that's what this is.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So
we got an email about you from a guy named Trip.
Right. Okay. Yes.
He says that you haven't talked to him since your date. It's been about a week. Said that you guys met on the dating app, The League, which is like a very successful people dating app.
Right. Yeah.
And then he told us that you guys went out to dinner and you went to the bathroom during dinner at one point and came back and were like, I got to go. And that's the last he heard from you.
Oh, it's interesting. That's his interpretation of the date. Okay.
So that's not it?
Well, I feel like he's leaving out some major points. I mean, the date was initially lovely. You know, we went to a nice place. I felt like he was really trying to impress me and like money was not an option. He was ordering all the things. And I did think there was potential there for a good portion of the date. It really wasn't until the end where things really unraveled. Again, I can't believe he left all of this out, but so the bill comes and he took a screenshot of the bill and then his phone rang. It was his mom. He's sitting there. It seemed like she wanted to recap everything we had ordered to make sure the bill was correct, like that he was being charged correctly. it was a large bill, but he was one that insisted on ordering like all the things.
Took a picture and sent it to his mom to add, like,
yeah, sounds like
ask
it.
Her to pay for it.
Huh?
And then so he told his mom, as I'm sitting there, that I'm going to go back to his place, which was already very weird. But then he was saying things like, don't worry, I'll be responsible. And then he said, I know, I'll be on my best behavior. And I'm not sure what the conversation was completely, but it just gave me the ick immediately. Like, I love a mama's boy, but this was like a bottle-fed mama's boy. From what I understand, I think the money is his mom's money. And she wants to know what he's spending it on. So he has to send a photo of the check so there aren't any surprises.
Like, even if that's the thing, wouldn't you want to send it, like, later?
Thanks for telling us, Bree. You didn't tell us that part. Yeah.
I know.
Of course.
Well, he probably doesn't think it's weird because he openly did it.
Bree, guess what? He's actually on the phone listening and has been listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
Well, hi, Bree.
Hi.
Hi. I wish you would have said something about it. It's never struck me as weird. My mom's been a financial manager for a long time, so like, she always loves to, you know, double check bills and is very involved in money. Like, it's a pretty normal thing to do when your parent's an expert, you know. And look, sure, at the end of the day, like, I get what you're saying about her being involved. Like, I totally do. But you know, once my mom falls in love with you, like, she definitely won't be as involved. You know, that's just kind of a now thing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, she worries. She worries that that people are like after me for my money and her money, you know, both of our monies. So, you know, once she meets you and like approves of you and stuff, she'll definitely like back off. It won't be as big a deal when she knows that you're in it for the right reasons.
Oh,
that oddly makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, in a way it does.
I wonder if money, if you're afraid of people liking you for money, then maybe flashing it in the beginning is maybe not the move.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but like, you know, again, the league is a place for successful people. And like, I assume that anyone I meet on there is also comfortable with money and used to seeing money spent. So like, you know, it's not about flashing it. It's about providing a level of, I don't know, comfort, familiarity, like confidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the lovely day, and I think you're a lovely guy, but I just do not feel comfortable with that much mothering. Like, that was just, to me, like, next level. And I find it very hard to believe that she will back off once she finds someone she approves of.
Well, I mean, she will. That's kind of her MO. Be very engaged up front and and then back off, which is confident.
I have a lot of friends that have mother-in-laws that they swore. And it's not that way. Listen, no offense. I'm sure she's lovely too, but that is just not something I can sign up for.
Well, Bree, would you like to go on another date with Tripp? We'll pay for it.
Yeah, you know, I'd really love to see you again. And, you know, the second date is always the date where I take someone to meet my mom. So, you know, you could get that screwed away.
Okay. Expedite the process.
You know, I think I'm going to have to stick with my no thank you. I've never met someone's parents on the second date, and this just seems like a lot for me right from the get. I just don't think we're a match.
You know, on the day you mentioned that you like quiche, well, my mom makes a really great quiche. Like, you'd be missing out a great opportunity for a good quiche.
I mean, Bree, come on.
You gotta love a good quiche. Quiche Lorraine, hit it.
Right. I just don't think I don't want to lead you on, Trip. You seem like a nice guy, but I just think I got the ick, and I don't think I can come back from it. And if I went over there for a second date, I'd be just going over there for the quiche. And I don't want to lead you for the quiche.
That's nice of you.
At least you're honest.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.